Good morning. And welcome to worship here at Calvary. If you are a guest this morning, an especially warm welcome to you. We're glad you are here today. And if you happen to be new to Calvary, we'd love for you to fill out that little envelope you received in your bulletin. Drop it in the offering basket at our time of offering. That's how we get connected with people, and we'd love to get connected with you. Today is a very unique service in the life of our church. This is our service of lessons and carols. Throughout the service today, you're going to hear the story, really the story of the entire Bible unfold, from the story of the fall in the beginning of Genesis to the story of Jesus breaking into our world as the Word become flesh and lives among us. A couple of announcements before we dive into worship today. If you're somebody on Facebook, this may sound kind of strange, but we always invite people to check in here at Calvary because we partner with an organization that every time we check in, they do something really great. And I think we might have a slide about this month. Often they will offer meals for students in need, books, things like this. But we invite you to check in here at Calvary. Secondly, next week we are doing something very unique here at Calvary. We will not have regularly scheduled worship services here at Calvary as we get prepared for our 7 Christmas worship services. And so what you can do is at 9 o'clock next Sunday morning, you can tune in to a unique service that'll be broadcast on Facebook Live, our Facebook channel here. Also, it will be on our website as well as cable access channel 181. And we have 3 of our musicians here at the church that are providing music. I share a message, and it'll be a unique way for you to worship with your family actually at home. Who doesn't want to worship in their pajamas every once in a while? So a unique opportunity. But then, of course, we invite you to come and be a part of our Christmas celebrations. If you pull out this little postcard in your bulletin, it lists all the various worship services. And in fact, the first of those is this Wednesday. A couple of years ago, we started doing something kind of unique. The week prior to Christmas, we offered what we call a Christmas preview service. It's the same service everyone will experience on the 23rd and 24th, but we know some of you travel during Christmas, and so if you want to get your Calvary Christmas in before you leave, we'd love to welcome you on Wednesday night at 6:15 here at the church. Let's see, couple other things real quick. All of you know somebody who needs an invitation to celebrate Christmas with you. And we'd invite you to use this postcard to invite somebody. Last night, I invited the server at the restaurant we went to. We went out and had pizza, and I had a postcard in my pocket. And it was kind of nerve-wracking, I have to admit. I said to her, take this and put it in your pocket and look at it later. I invited our barista at Starbucks not too long ago. Use this and invite someone to be a part of Christmas here at Calvary. Well, before we dive in to our service of lessons and carols, there are many, many people to be thanked for putting today together. Joyce, Nikki, Brad, Karen, Pamela. Before we begin, just a brief round of applause for them. There are going to be a number of special music pieces, hymns, readings as we go through the service. The musicians just ask, we hold your applause till the end of the service. Thank you. Invite you to stand, greet your neighbor with a handshake, a sign of God's peace, God's love. Thank you.
As we light the third candle on the Advent wreath, please join in singing the first verse of O Come, Emmanuel.
Please join me in prayer. God of mercy, thank you for the joy we find in you. As we journey through Advent, we give thanks to your steadfast presence with us. Help us today and every day to hear your word, to do your will, and to share your joy with those for whom joy is scarce. We pray this in the name of the one who is born in Bethlehem. Amen. And another prayer. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace, we may walk in your way. Fill our hearts with the love towards one another and heal all divisions. Let your church be the shining light to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now please join me as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
"I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked."
"Who told you that you were naked?" the Lord God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?"
"It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?"
"The serpent deceived me. That's why I ate it."
Then the Lord God said to the serpent,
"Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel."
Thank you.
Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven.
This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me.
The people who walked in darkness will see a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest upon his shoulders. He will be called
Wonderful Counselor,
Mighty God,
Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
His government and its peace will never end.
He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity.
The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root.
And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
The Spirit of counsel and might.
The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
He will delight in obeying the Lord.
He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision based on hearsay.
He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked.
In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together.
The leopard will lie down with the baby goat.
The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion, and a little child will lead them all.
The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow.
The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, A little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes without harm.
Nothing will hurt or destroy
in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said,
"Greetings, favorite woman. The Lord is with you."
Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean.
"Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary then asked the angel,
"But how can this happen? I am a virgin."
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God."
Do you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? God gives sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know the blind will see, the deaf will hear,
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee.
He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Thank you.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all those with whom God is pleased."
When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other,
"Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking,
"Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him."
King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem.
He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked,
"Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?"
"In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." When Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then Herod told them,
"Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me, so I can go and worship him too."
After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What troubles you?
receive our offering. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light.
The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
Please rise for the singing of our closing hymn, Joy to the World.
I invite you to join us then in our closing prayer found in your bulletin. Together we pray. O God, we thank you for this yearly remembrance of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive the Word made flesh as our life light, we will have him living through and within us. Amen. Before we close our service, I think a round of applause is appropriate for all our musicians. And now as you leave this place, wherever it is that you go from here, and whatever it is that you do this week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Folks, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.